Cranley says the police department's strategy is starting to pay off.
This money is being used to increase presence in hot spots, including increased visibility in uniformed police officers and in key places like Government Square, Fountain Square. I'm happy to report that this is having an impact. Citywide, it has resulted in over 500 additional arrests, including 8 gun seizures. In District 1, which is downtown, violent crime is reduced from 10 incidents in the 30 days to just 3. And there were 172 criminal arrests and 4 handguns seized. In District 2, which is the east side, there has been 126 arrests and 4 guns have been seized. Part 1 crime has been reduced in 4 or 5 areas by at least 23%.
Cranley says District 3 on the west side has experienced its largest crime reduction in a decade. And that's not all.
In District 4, where we're standing, 16% reduction in homicides, robberies, felonious assaults, burglaries, 153 criminal arrests, 323 criminal charges. The largest impacts overall and in District 4 are exactly where we have the hotspot in the CERV efforts working.
People who live and work in some of Cincinnati's crime-ridden neighborhoods are also starting to see positive changes. One such resident is Peter Sanmingo, pastor of Christ Temple Baptist Church in Evanston and vice president of that neighborhood's community council.
I've seen an almost drastic change in the way things are done in each neighborhood. People are feeling more secure, they're more confident. They feel that they can forge relationships with the officers on the street. They're being more responsible for each other, supporting each other. I believe that when we allow things to run rampant in our neighborhood, we become not only victims, but we become co-conspirators. But the people are coming forward, and they're beginning to talk. They're beginning to point out people. They're beginning to take back their streets. And with the addition of the new police officers on the streets, this is going to be a tremendous boost. For most of them are going to be walking, talking, communicating with the community, and relationships that are going to be formed are going to be lasting.
Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley acknowledges there's more work to be done, especially with the city suffering 31 homicides so far this year. But Cranley says the crime situation is slowly improving, especially in hot spots where police are focusing their efforts. He promises to add new technology to help police, and he says police will keep the pressure on the criminals. Cranley also says $600,000 more dollars are in the pipeline in his next city budget proposal to help bolster efforts by police to make Cincinnati's neighborhoods safer. I'm Steve Hirschberg.